Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is the genuine desire of the true sons of God to live in the presence of their Redeemer and enjoy His company. And when something interrupts that fellowship, they will desire to have it back. David is an example of that when he prayed, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." David desired a restoration back to the place where he once was. The man who has never known the joy of walking in the Lord's presence cannot begin to desire its restoration, nor recognize its absence. As the old preacher said, you can't revive something that ain't ever been vived in the first place. So revival is the work of God in stirring up His people to seek that which He has already given them a desire for. You can't give a man a desire to seek the Lord, nor can you cause a man who has never enjoyed the Lord's fellowship to desire a restoration to it. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days and the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea and the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Do you long for the presence and power of God? No amount of fleshly fervor can bring it to pass. The Lord alone must supply the light and heat. Christ is all.